Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And this is Lisa.
And we have a question for you today.
And it is, what songs are you listening to?
Right now. You're probably not listening to a song right now.
No, but you could be in the background.
In the background. Or maybe after you finish this lesson, you will listen to some songs.
And we want to know which ones. So today we have a dialogue with two people, Neil and Annie, and they are talking about what songs they like to listen to.
So we are going to talk about all kinds of music and also all kinds of music technology, the things that we use to listen to music.
So why don't we take a listen and jump right in?
All right.
Dialogue first time.
Hey Annie, what songs are you listening to these days?
Me? I mostly listen to pop and R&B songs. I'm a huge fan of Sia.
Oh, I see. Have you been listening to her on repeat?
Yep. I have a playlist of her songs, and I have it on loop all day. What about you?
I'm into all genres. Rap, EDM, rock, and classical.
That's a lot. Do you stream or download then?
I use streaming apps.
Maybe I should check some out.
You should.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey Annie, what songs are you listening to these days?
Me? I mostly listen to pop and R&B songs. I'm a huge fan of Sia.
Oh, I see. Have you been listening to her on repeat?
Yep. I have a playlist of her songs, and I have it on loop all day. What about you?
I'm into all genres. Rap, EDM, rock, and classical.
That's a lot. Do you stream or download then?
I use streaming apps.
Maybe I should check some out.
You should.
So we just heard that dialogue, and Neil starts by asking Annie, what songs are you listening to these days?
Okay, so this is a really awesome question to ask people. Most people like listening to music. The only question I have here is, why does he say, what songs are you listening to, and not, what songs do you listen to?
So what songs are you listening to just means, what songs are you listening to right now?
Mm.
But if I say, what songs do you listen to, it means normally, usually, at any time.
Okay.
So the reason why we use are is because he wants to emphasize that it is continuing still now.
Right. So these days, of course, also means today.
So today and yesterday and maybe last week too.
Maybe last week. So what was Annie listening to today and yesterday and last week?
Well, she says, I mostly listen to pop and R&B songs.
Okay, so pop here means popular.
Yeah, so these are probably the songs that you hear maybe at the mall or on the radio.
Right, exactly, exactly. Now, R&B is actually pretty popular too. What does R&B stand for?
R&B stands for rhythm and blues.
Rhythm and blues. Yeah, these always make me think about like guys with really, really high voices.
Yeah, that's true. Or women with really low voices.
Or women
too.
With low voices. Yeah, yeah. R&B is really, really cool. It's a really great kind of music. Another one that we don't see in this dialogue, but is very close to R&B, is called soul.
Yeah, so soul, that's kind of a very common, I guess, like African-American genre of music?
Yes, exactly, exactly. And actually, I am a huge fan of soul.
Yeah, and speaking of being a huge fan, Annie is a huge fan of Sia.
Of Sia? Like goodbye?
No, actually the pop artist Sia.
The pop artist. Okay. Now, a lot of you guys in the comment section, you are very, very kind to us. You will say that you are fans of Open Language. Now, one way you could say that you are a fan of something, that you really like something, is to say, I'm a huge fan of this.
Yeah, so huge, it kind of just means that you're a big fan.
Yeah, it's even bigger than big, right?
Right. And you can say that you're a huge fan of things that are actually not human, too.
Right, like I'm a huge fan of sleeping.
Yes, I think we all are, actually.
What else? I'm a huge fan of... What else?
I'm a huge fan of Starbucks, actually.
Of Starbucks.
Yeah.
Yes, me too. Me too.
I love coffee. Okay, but because she's such a huge fan of Sia, she's listening to her on repeat.
Okay, so repeat means to do something again. So I bet you guys can guess what this means. Listen to something on repeat.
So it means that you're listening to it again and again and again.
Right. Now, what is interesting here is we also have another phrase in this dialogue, on loop.
On loop is also like repeat. Mm. You can think of loop as a circle.
Right.
So it's just like a repeating circle.
Right. So I think about repeating as like repeating a song, because sometimes I want to listen to the same song again.
But with on loop, we frequently use this with... Playlists.
Playlists. Okay, so that's what Annie says next. She has a playlist of Sia's songs.
So you might have seen this word on your computer or maybe on your phone. A playlist is basically a list of songs.
Right, a list of songs. It could be videos, right?
That's true.
Yeah, so when we talk about playlists, it's usually whatever the app or whatever the website is giving us to listen to or to watch.
That's right, but you could also make your own playlist.
Yeah, like I have Adam's Happy Fun Time Party playlist.
Oh, yeah. I also have a workout playlist.
Oh, yeah, that's smart. So those songs, they're probably pretty quick.
Yeah, like they are. They're very upbeat.
Upbeat, yeah, because you don't want to listen to really sad songs when you're working out. That's right.
No, so I usually have these upbeat songs on loop.
Okay. So it sounds like Neil here, you know, he doesn't say he likes one kind of music or another. He says he's into all genres.
So if he's into something, then it means that he's interested in or really likes.
He's a huge fan of.
Exactly.
Now, this word genre, it's kind of a weird one to say. It's a French word that we use in English, and it really just means what kind.
Yeah, so different types. So examples of genres here are rap, EDM, rock, and classical. And you can also use genres for movies and books. For example, one genre of movie is action.
Action or romance.
That's right.
But here, of course, we are talking about music. So we hear Neil tell us a few other kind of music genres.
And those are rap, EDM, rock, and classical.
Okay, rap. Rap is, I think, our good friend Spencer. He really likes rap.
Oh, yeah? Can he rap?
He's pretty good.
I'll have to check it out.
Now, EDM. This stands for electronic dance music.
Yes, and this is the kind of music that you're probably going to hear in a club.
In a club, right?
Or, hey, maybe when you're working out.
Actually, yeah, it is really, it's great music to work out to for the same reason that Lisa said before. It's usually upbeat.
But hey, rock can also be upbeat too.
Yeah, so this is the music that I usually work out to, is rock.
Yeah, what kind of rock?
Well, I don't really anymore. When I was a kid, I always listened to like really hard rock.
I actually have a preference for rock, so I'm still listening to that. And rock is kind of, you know, that music where you've got the guitar and the drums and the bass.
Right, and it makes you want to shake your head.
But the last one we have here is classical.
Probably not a lot of people working out to classical.
No, it's kind of soft. Well, actually not always soft.
It can be pretty powerful. It's just that it's not as easy to get into the gym and, you know,
Not at all. So this is kind of the music that you think of when you hear the word Mozart.
Mozart, Beethoven, Bach. Yeah, it's just really old.
Yeah, and you can kind of think of symphonies, right? Symphonies are classical usually.
Right, exactly. So I'm thinking of like da 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 da. We should start our own. Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Now, one really important thing here, guys, is the word classical is very, very similar to the word classic, but they're not exactly the same.
No, so classical is a genre of music. And
yes.
Like we said, it's kind of like Beethoven, things
right.
from like the 1800s.
Right, a long time ago. Now, I mean, again, people can still play this music today and they can still, you know, make money on it, I guess. But it's old. It's a very old genre.
But classic, on the other hand, this also means that it's old, but it kind of also means that it's well-known.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to look at it. Yeah, because, like, classic rock is a genre. That is my favorite, one of my favorite genres of music. That's, like, the Beatles.
Yeah. We also have classic movies.
Yeah, they're just movies that are really good, right? Everyone agrees this movie is good. This band is good.
And we can listen to all of these genres, classical, rock, EDM, and rap, if we stream.
You can stream them, that's right. So we are given two options in the lesson, streaming and downloading. What would you say is the difference?
So when you stream, it means that you're listening to something online.
Okay.
But when you download, then you're putting it onto your computer or your phone.
Right, you're taking it from the internet, putting it on your phone or computer, and then listening to it.
And when you stream, you're usually using streaming apps.
Okay, so app. You know, one of the things I love the most about China is the fact that you guys say APP, just because it's very interesting.
Yeah, but over here we say apps, right?
Apps, yes, exactly. You know, oftentimes I will hear someone who can speak both English and Chinese, and when they are speaking English, they will say app, and when they are speaking Chinese, they will say APP.
Okay, so they can switch.
Yeah, you can do both, exactly. Of course, so you guys know what an APP or an app is. It's the program that is on your phone.
And we can have apps for streaming videos or streaming music.
Right, exact. Or English podcasts.
That's true. That's what you're doing right now.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. Okay, the whole point of all this is music or English lessons or movies are things that you need to go find.
And you need to kind of check these things out, right?
Yes, exactly. Check them out. So this check out does not mean check out of the hotel room.
No, it means to go look at it and see if it's good or not.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like there's two parts in checking something out. One, like Lisa said, look.
And the next one is?
Try, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So you go look at it and you try it, right?
Is it good? Is it bad? Oh, this is bad. Okay, I will go check something else out.
One thing that I always do is I always check out new restaurants.
Oh, yeah. I like to check out new restaurants. The problem is so many people like to check out new restaurants, so they're always very busy.
That's true. I've actually waited an hour and a half to get into a restaurant before.
Yeah. I think I'll maybe check it out later.
That sounds good, actually. Okay, you guys, so we have just gone over a lot of vocabulary. Okay, guys, that was a lot of music vocab, so why don't we go have another listen?
Okay, let's do it.
Dialogue first time.
Hey Annie, what songs are you listening to these days?
Me? I mostly listen to pop and R&B songs. I'm a huge fan of Sia.
Oh, I see. Have you been listening to her on repeat?
Yep. I have a playlist of her songs, and I have it on loop all day. What about you?
I'm into all genres. Rap, EDM, rock, and classical.
That's a lot. Do you stream or download then?
I use streaming apps.
Maybe I should check some out.
You should.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey Annie, what songs are you listening to these days?
Me? I mostly listen to pop and R&B songs. I'm a huge fan of Sia.
Oh, I see. Have you been listening to her on repeat?
Yep. I have a playlist of her songs, and I have it on loop all day. What about you?
I'm into all genres. Rap, EDM, rock, and classical.
That's a lot. Do you stream or download then?
I use streaming apps.
Maybe I should check some out.
You should.
Okay, Lisa, I bet everyone is dying to know, what songs are you listening to these days?
These days, I'm actually kind of listening to older music. Oh. I'm the type of person that plays songs on repeat.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so I actually like a lot of, let's see, I actually do like the Beatles, but I also listen to stuff like Muse,
okay,
like rock
cool.
bands. Yeah. What about you? What are you normally listening to?
You know, people always ask me this question because I play music. I really don't listen to a lot of music.
Oh, really?
What I listen to, or I guess what the songs that are on my playlist, they're songs that don't have words and they don't have, I guess we could say, a melody. Basically, they're songs that you can just play guitar with.
Oh, okay.
So it has the drums, it has the bass, maybe piano or something, and then I can sit at home and go, meow, 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 meow,
meow. Yeah, so it's something that basically you can just add music to.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Okay, guys, so what kind of music are you listening to these days? Do you listen to rap? Do you listen to EDM? Or maybe do you like pop?
Yeah, classical, a little
yeah,
Mozart
that's
there.
True, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. That's Beethoven, but you get the general idea.
Yeah, and let us know, what apps do you use? Do you stream or do you download?
Download. Okay, guys, as always, thank you for listening. Please share those songs with us, and we'll see you next time.
See you then.